What's up, guys? Welcome to the Scotty Be Funny podcast on all of your favorite podcast apps, man. You might be listening to me on Anchor or Spotify, or you may be listening to me on Apple. You might be listening to me on Deezer. You might be listening to me on Amazon. You might be listening to me on the All Things Comedy Network. You may be listening to me on Apple. I think I said that already. So I appreciate you guys listening to me, support me. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. I've tried to do the video ones on YouTube to some mixed results, and figured I'd come back and to the old audio format, you know, because everybody loves my voice, you know. Everyone says I got a face for radio and a voice for TV, so figure why not. Go ahead and jump back onto the, before I get back out to working again. Man, it's been brutal these past few months. Had money saved up, had enough saved up where I thought it would be okay for the summertime. Couldn't find out that was not the case, and now I gotta go back and work in the heat, which I am not a fan of. Found out, I kinda suck working in the heat. Did it last week and all of a sudden got like a nasty ear infection, so was gone a whole week. I was out a week because of my ears. And my, like, just stupid earwax, normal thing that would, you know, maybe like for a 75-year-old would knock him out, but a 41-year-old shouldn't be doing that. So it, got knocked out, dude, so. Now I gotta go back to work. I'm doing gig stuff. Comedy's kind of been by the wayside a little bit. Been working on a new 5 minutes, which it's been going good. Been getting some good laughs. Been adding some tags to it, and I think it's got some legs. It's gonna go well. Just haven't had a lot of opportunities to be out there and you know, do my comedy because I've been trying to work and trying to get more money, and been doing my, you know, Grubhub work, working for a new, this week, thing called Jive. I'm a Jive turkey. Just some, like, stock and stuff, which would be kind of cool. I'm going to be doing that a little bit later, so if you're looking for work, man, yeah, there's a lot of gig stuff you can do. You can do, I know, Lyft and Uber looking for people, so pretty excited, man. So that's kind of what I've been up to, and give you guys a little brief intro to me and to the podcast today. And yeah, this is Scotty Wait, and welcome back to the Great Wait Scotty Be Funny podcast. All right, guys, so again, welcome back to the Scotty Be Funny podcast. I found out this is like episode 34, so obviously I am not doing a lot of these. It's been about 2 years, man, almost 2+ years that I started this. Started this originally in my ex's house. We were kind of, you know, on the downswing of our relationship, and just kind of goof around, trying to look for opportunities to make a little extra money when I, you know, wasn't good booked for comedy. Now, man, I'm sweating it out in the studio. Sweating up in the studio. So, okay. I'm referencing a rap song no one's heard for 30 years, Scotty. No one's going to get the reference. But, yeah, so now it's 114 degrees out here in Phoenix. I'm in my studio, half a light on because, dude, it's too damn hot, dude. Seriously, in Arizona, you know, where it's like a million degrees, even though it's dry, dude, it's still pretty hot. And I get all my utilities covered here, but I still get like zero like electricity. Like, it gets so warm, man. I have one of those light bulbs. It's just too hot, you know. You can't escape the heat, so you gotta do what you can. And where I live now, kind of, like I said, I kind of live in a dumpy part of a nice area, and we've been having like rolling blackouts like the last couple days. Like my power goes out and comes back on. Goes out, comes back on. Yeah, so it's been crazy. But, yeah. So I've just been... I would love to tell you guys that I've been crushing it since we last talked, but that is not the case. I've been doing the exact opposite of that. I've been not, well, actually, that's not true. I'm kind of like, I'm kind of doing well, but really not doing great. I was getting unemployment, which was pretty awesome for a while. Not gonna lie, man, I was making some bank, dude. Saved some money up and was living the good life. And then I stopped getting money in March and instead of doing the smart thing and doing my Grubhub and, you know, having the money I'd saved and then doing that, you know, from March until now when it got hot and then just chilling, I said, you know what, man, I'm just gonna let this ride, invest a little bit in some Dogecoin, freaking cryptocurrency, which I made some okay money with, and then take my chances, dude, with Future Scott. And you know what, dude, backfired. It is hot now. Now I've been out trying to went back and started doing Grubhub last week, well, a couple weeks ago, and then it got so warm and my body just wasn't ready for it, dude. I freaking got a nasty ear infection. So for a whole week, dude, I didn't even leave my house. I'm embarrassed to admit this. From like Wednesday until like Saturday last week, I was in my house, dude. And not self-quarantined. Like I didn't have to be. Just the earache was so bad, dude. It's like certain things like I'm tough about, and there's other things I'm absolutely a big wimp about, dude. And like earaches and like stuff like that, dude. Wimp. Like my leg could hurt, dude. I could be like, I could have like a sprain or something. I could walk that off, dude. But an earache, like the moment I get like something in my ear and it throws on my balance, I'm like a little biatch, dude. I'm like, ow! I can't do it. I gotta stay in my house. I went to the ER and they gave me like these ear drops, which helped. But and then like it cleared up one ear, and then the other ear got all like, you know, clogged up. And now it's like going through like this weird like back and forth. Like one ear is normal, the other one's not. So here I am on a Monday recording a podcast that no one's gonna listen to because it's face, man. No one cares about me. I see the Instagram posts, I see the message. Zero messages, zero text messages. No one cares, man, honestly. I just realized, even when I try to reach out to people, I'm like, hey, we should get something going. No one cares. It's like crickets. And I don't blame them, you know. I'm not doing anything important, you know. All my friends are out, like, hitting all the major, like, venues and, you know, doing guest spots and doing, you know, me, I'm sitting in my friggin', posting on my Instagram and me on my bed. What's up? Lazy time. #lazy army, you know. So, I don't blame them for not wanting to, I just realized, man, no one cares, dude. Everyone's all for themselves, dude. We're all kind of, as comedians, you know, we want to say, oh, it's a team effort, but yeah, at least here in Arizona, man, everyone all wants, it's all about themselves, and I don't blame them, man. Like, it's a weird, like I said, where I'm at, and I know it's not going to be, you know, again, ooh, I'm going to make a very controversial, obvious statement that people know I've already said. I live in a city, it's just dominated by young kids, dude. People in their 20s and 30s, and, you know, man, I'm this 40-year-old dude, you know, again, being single, being 40, I'm just kind of edging on that creep, dude, and I hate it. It bugs me. It just drives me nuts that I'm gonna be this 40-year-old plus dude, single, creepy-ass dude, just kind of, you know, on the outskirts, you know, just, yeah, I don't want to be, you know, I'm not, you know, but just like, I think that's just the vibe I'm giving people, because, you know, I don't really talk with a lot of people. I'm kind of to myself, and I don't know, man. I just don't like it, dude. Don't like it one bit. So I've been working the new material. It's been going good. I just do it. Like I said, this whole week now, I got to get back to work, and I'm doing stock and stuff, and not stocking people, but like stocking shelves, and, you know, and, you know, I gotta make money, my rent money this week, dude. If I don't make rent money, I'm toast. So the first time in my life, dude, I'm like literally working to save what I got, dude, which is nothing. So would love to be on people's shows, would love to get paid to do comedy, but unfortunately there's not a lot of want for the Scott Weider now, dude. And I don't blame people, man. Like I said, I get it, man. I'm a hard person to hang out with. I'm a tough nut to crack, man. You know, just kind of a little bit of a goofball. So I just wish I wasn't stuck in my own mess. I wish I was less messy and less complicated, man. I wish I'd just make things simpler for myself. But I don't know. I think I do it sometimes intentionally. I think sometimes I just... I'm sorry, guys. I should clear my ear out when I'm doing this. But I don't know. We'll figure things out, dude. Just, one way or another, we'll get it all sorted out, I guess, right? I hope so. We'll see. But the one thing I am kind of excited about and really proud for is my music came back out. So a lot of you don't know, obviously, because, again, I haven't done a podcast in a while. I released some songs that had been taken off recently because I switched distributors and there was an issue with that. And so I had to re-release some remixes, some new ones. So they've all been doing good. We're almost at about 10,000 streams, which is crazy. I released 5 songs. 3 had previously been released, and then released 2. One that's been a favorite of mine. You've heard a few times already on this podcast in the background. But finally released it out to the public. And another was a remix from a Latina artist named Becky Hay, as we say. And Next to You, it was good. So my remix has been doing great. They've been doing awesome. And what's cool is I'm everywhere now, which is awesome. So yeah, you guys can listen to my music now. Same artist name, it's $CotWeight. So $CotW8. Yeah, but I'm everywhere, dude. Freaking on TikTok. I'm on Instagram now, which is cool. So all my stories have been putting my music on, which is pretty sweet. You know, Facebook, of course, I'm on. But Pandora, dude, I hadn't been on there before. And Pandora, man, literally is opening up a Pandora's box of awesomeness for me. Which I know that's not the right way to say that, but I got like 11 new listeners on there. I've been streaming like crazy on there. My Spotify is still doing good like this, podcast-wise. And I think my podcast, my Spotify, my artists, dude, are about equal. And same amount of listeners, like 11 people. I mean, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, again, I could say that's big, obviously. You know, I'm not like, you know, one day hopefully I'll get, you know, millions of listeners or millions of viewers, but we'll get there, man. We'll get one day at a time, but just excited, man. So the music's doing well. And like I tell everybody, man, please, 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 man, use my music. I don't care. Put it in your stories. Put in your TikToks, man. It's, you know, background. You know, leave a tab open on your computer or your tablet or, you know, your phone, man. When you're not, whichever one you're not listening to, man, mute it. Let me help me stream some thousands of songs to, to your life. Make your life a little bit better, man. I got good music. Anybody want to collaborate with me, you can always message me. My email's still the same. GreatWeightMedia@gmail. So GreatWeightMedia@gmail. And yeah, let's work. Let's make them beats, dude. I just saw Drake's, what I could describe as the gayest straight guy's jetliner. Dude, I think Drake likes Drake likes high school kids, dude. Yeah, that's my hot take, dude, and it's a little controversial. So I'm at LeBron's kids game, dude, like totally abandoning his kid, like his kid was there, and like 4 seconds later he's like like abandons his kid, like was like caretaker to go sit with LeBron's Now maybe that's because, you know, paparazzi doesn't want his kids, you know, being. But I mean, dude, obviously, if you're bringing the kid to a Bronze game, you know they're gonna see your kid. But no, they showed like some dude was showing off like Drake's airplane, and I'm not gonna lie. I mean, the color scheme's a little iffy. A little too fruity for my taste personally. But there's nothing wrong with that. No, it's Pride Month. You know, hey. You know, I love everybody equally, so don't think that's controversial, me saying that, you know? I'm not a pastel, bright color guy. Although, pictures of me as a kid would beg to differ. When you see me in my bright pink shorts and my Oakland A's tank top, dude, so... Nah, I that's a lie, dude. I like neon colors, man. I'm not gonna lie. But I'm not a pastel, dude. Maybe I'm not, you know? But no, it was just, like, all purples and... And then the thing was weird though, Drake had like 10 dudes on his jet, you know, it's like, come on Drake, if you're like the world's biggest hip-hop artist, throw a few chicks on there, you know, they don't have to be like, you know, some models, just have, you know, could be a couple fatties, you know, a couple, you know, your MEA people, whatever, you know, throw a couple, like your mom on there or something, you know, like sister, you know, it was just like a big old, you know, sausage fest, it was like 10 dudes, I'm like, Drake, come on, man. You don't need 10 dudes on the plane with you, man. You know, liven it up a little bit, you know. Maybe I'm just saying I want to be part of your entourage. Let me be on the plane, dude. I'll be in-flight entertainment, dude. Obviously, you don't need a. No, I know you got the music cover, but dude, maybe I could be the comedian. I can roast you, crack some jokes, you know, whatever, you know. I don't know where I was going with this segment, but. Oh, so my music, and all of a sudden I just talked about, you know, Drake. That's just what you get with the Scott B. Funny podcast, man. I go on tangents. But yeah, so the five songs are doing good. They're playing really well. I'm getting plays everywhere. I'm getting YouTube plays, which is pretty cool. I think they like automatically create a channel for you, like on YouTube, like if you like a topic. So someone's making more money off of that than I am. I might get a few dollars from it. I don't know, but thank you to whoever did that. That's pretty cool. So it's going good, man. I'm just excited, man. I love having my music out, and I love making music. Well, I love making love. That's an obvious fact. But I can't do that now. I gotta be in the straight and narrow again, so I gotta get myself ready for the higher love. But I love making music, obviously. Love cracking jokes, and yeah, is this my dating bio? I love long walks. I love romantic beaches and sunsets too. All right, guys. So that is the podcast, man. We're just doing a little short and sweet one. Nothing fancy. That kind of gets you guys up to speed with me, kind of what's going on. And again, thank you for listening to me. I want to send also a special, quick shout out to some people that have been sponsoring me that I've not shouted out since I've been doing podcasts. And I want to thank them. I want to thank Raise Energy, who's been sponsoring me on Instagram. What's my post lately? So if you guys are looking for. You know, great energy, great taste without the crash and burn. Man, Raise is the drink, man. Again, like a lot of things, drink responsibly. You probably don't want to drink like 8 in a row. That's probably a bad idea. But if you need like a little quick boost, man, you drink one of those cans, man. Booyah, dude. You go from 1 to 10 in no time. So Raise Energy. Grab Raise and feel the craze. Also, I want to shout out Official Her Team. They offer an amazing line of apparel. They do great work, great apparel, man. So if you need men, women, teens, kids, man, they got you covered. So great fashion, man. They're my go-to. So check them out on Instagram, Official Her Team. Also want to shout out A-List Apparel. You know, for supporting me, and also Vitamax too for supporting me too. Also, thank you everybody else for listening to the Great Weight Podcast. I know it's been a while. Like I said, I'll probably post. I'm so sporadic with these bands. Sometimes I'll post a lot. Maybe sometimes I'll post a few. We'll kind of see. But thank you so much for listening to this short and sweet episode of the Scotty Be Funny podcast. And enjoy your week.